Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Penref podcast. I'm Jack Talent.
I'm Cam Gaines.
And today we'll be yet again going over what's happened this week in football. But first, the tradition continues. We've got two packets of football cards to open. Yep. I'm going to kick us off. Yeah. I've messed up.
How can you mess up opening up a football card?
Shut up, I got it right.
What were we talking about defensive rock this week?
I think we've got Marcus Rashford.
Oh!
Right, okay, we've got Theo Walcott, Kieran Gibbs, Neil Maupay. Bang! Oh, I got an elite Jack Harrison.
That's a very good one this time. Yo, that must be a really good card.
Callum's up next.
Okay.
Defensive rocks 2 weeks in a row.
Okay, I've ruined the special card.
Right, well, you don't need to, just don't tell them yet.
Okay, so we've got Mohamed Salah, Philippe Anderson, a free digital pack.
Jeez.
We got Rodak. Why is his face?
Poor guy.
Something then. Oh no. Tom Kearney. We've got a hero, Dubravka.
Oh.
And a top keeper, Kepa Arrizabalaga.
That's debatable.
Yeah, they've really got it wrong.
Anyway, I got the defensive rock this week, Gil.
Yeah, shut up.
So, right.
You know I'm gonna start.
In terms of real life football, because this is more important, the Scottish Cup final's been decided, Cal.
Yep.
Hibs beat Dundee United 2-0 in the semi final, and St Johnstone beat St Mirren 2-1 in the other semi final.
St Johnstone go for the Dirty Devil.
That'll be a good final.
That'll be interesting.
Don't really want to Chelsea. The goal scorers, actually. I'll give you the goal scorers. Oh, yeah. Kevin Nisbet, Christian Deutsch.
Yeah, I've seen Nisbet.
So. And Christopher Kane and Middleton for St Johnstone, Colin McCarthy for St Mirren.
Interesting.
Now, the English League one, this is an interesting one, Cal. Blackpool have secured third spot.
Really impressive season for them.
They're playing Oxford in the playoff semis, with Sunderland facing off Lincoln, and then the winner of both teams will face each other in the playoff final.
All three teams in the playoffs, we have bet multiple teams.
Blackpool had a very good season this year. In terms of top scorers, Clark Harris finishes the season with 31 goals.
Makes sense.
Jerry Yates there in third with 20. Charlie White with 25. Aidan McGeady gets 14 assists. He used to play for Celtic.
Yep.
Okay. The EFL Championship, I don't know if you've seen this, Cal. Derby stayed up in the final day.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I've seen Wayne Rooney. Not went to celebrate. Wait, was he celebrating?
Yeah.
Relief.
He wasn't going off his head.
He didn't win. Well, he did win. Did they not win?
No, it was three each.
Yeah, right, but they secured it, so.
I'm pretty sure.
Really bad season for them, though. You know, I was expecting them to
push for promotion.
At least mid-table promotion.
But Martin Waghorn scored like 6 goals all season, then scored 2 in that final game.
Oh yeah, because it was him that I seen with Wayne Rooney at the end of the game.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so some massive other finals have been confirmed. The Champions League final will be contested with Man City and Chelsea. Chelsea beating 2-0. No, that's a lie. Chelsea won 2-0, 3-1 in aggregate. Man City won 2-0, 4-1 in aggregate.
An all-English final?
Werner and Mount for Chelsea, and Mahrez got both for Man City.
Who was in the final? Bayern and PSG?
Bayern and PSG last year.
So, then the year before that was also an all-English final. Liverpool. And Tottenham. Alderweireld, defensive rock. Tottenham.
The Europa League. Is Man U and Villarreal.
That'll be a win for Man United.
That's not really up for debate.
It's going to be a big win. I can definitely see a thrashing here.
Man U made it as difficult as they possibly could. From being 6-2 up and then conceding 5 across the tie. They lost to Roma.
Yeah.
But Cavani's 2 goals was enough to see them through.
I don't think they're caving.
Arsenal 0-0 Villarreal, because, I mean, it's Arsenal. You can't expect much.
Yeah, pretty disappointed.
Premier League. Cal. There's 3 games left. A few teams have 4 games left.
Mm-hmm.
Man City still not mathematically won the league.
Which?
But Man United need to make up 10 points in 4 games.
Yeah.
So basically Man City can't win. Because Man City are 3 points away from the league title.
Yep.
Well, 3. 3. Man City won Well then, if Man City win one game, they've won the league.
Pretty much, yeah.
But obviously, Man U won the weekend.
Yeah, pretty actually quite a good game to watch. I watched it.
Beat Aston Villa 3-1. Aston Villa had a man sent off in Ollie Watkins. Bruno Fernandes scored a penalty. And Greenwood and Cavani scored after Traore put Aston Villa a goal up.
Greenwood finish was very nice.
It was a good finish.
Is he left-footed?
I think he's both-footed.
I think he's both-footed because his left pegger is just amazing. Picks out those corners.
The Golden Boot, still very tightly contested. Harry Kane on 21, Salah on 20.
It's going to go to Kane this season.
Can we point out the season Bruno Fernandes is having, by the way? Yeah. 17 goals and 11 assists in the league.
I mean, you can say, oh, this is penalties.
Penalties count.
But they count. They score. A goal's a goal.
A goal is indeed a goal.
If I went 40 games with tap-ins and someone said something, I don't think I'm caring.
I've got 40 goals. So it's...
Exactly. I'm making money.
In terms of other Premier League games,
nobody cares.
Nobody does really care. But Everton beat West Ham.
Okay,
Wolves beat Brighton. Chelsea beat Man City.
That was
Aguero had an absolute howler this game. Missed an open goal, which he's lucky Sterling tapped in, and missed a penalty. Anyway, so now we're going to build our preferred starting 11 for every single big team that are going to be in the Euros.
Yes, we're not doing North Macedonia because I can name you literally
one player. Elmas. Alioski.
And Alioski, there's two.
But we're going to start in Portugal, Cal.
Portugal. Who starts in goals for you?
Rui Patricio for me.
Probably. I can't really think of any other Portuguese goalkeepers except for him that really deserve it as well. He's pretty good.
Right back, it's Cancelo or Semedo, surely.
Pereira.
Oh.
Saveri.
It's Cancelo for me.
Cancelo's had a good season.
Unless you play Cancelo left back.
Cancelo
can put Pereira at right back.
I'll be with Cancelo.
Pereira, right, Cancelo left back or Cancelo right back?
We could do Cancelo left back, then put Pereira right back.
So Pereira's right back, Cancelo's left back.
Yeah.
And then we've got Ruben Dias,
centre back.
Who else? Who's another Portuguese centre
back? Pepe.
Yeah, why not? Pepe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's had an okay season for Porto.
Would you want to play a diamond?
We could play a diamond, yes.
Or two centre mids, box to boxes. I'm going to have Pizzi as the right centre mid.
He's played in Portugal for years now.
Yeah.
In Portugal and for the Atlético.
CDM, William Carvalho.
Carvalho, he's had an okay season.
And the other centre mid, Danilo Pereira.
Yeah, not a good player.
Cam, Bruno Fernandes.
Bruno Fernandes, of course. Arguably the best player in the world.
Strikers, Hal Felix and Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Those are starting 11 for Portugal. France, this will be an easy one.
That's same as I'd really. You have
Lloris and goals. Pavard right back.
Yeah. Yeah, we said this would be easy.
Longley
centre back.
Fernando Mendy.
Unfortunately, Fernando Mendy. Digne?
Probably not Fernando Mendy, but we'll say it because.
We'll just say it because we hate them.
Yeah. Pogba and Kante, CDMs.
Pogba and Kante. Just every single year. It's just them. It has to be.
Griezmann's a cam.
I'm not feeling Griezmann at all.
I know, but like he's going to start really.
He's probably going to be there because he always shows up for France.
Mbappe off the left.
Yeah.
Just hear me out. Giroud up top.
Where did we go? Okay, yeah, he's a perfect
and then
scorer.
Off the right.
Oh.
Who do France have off the right?
Thauvin?
Ikoni.
So he deserves a start.
Jonathan Ikoni.
He deserves it.
Germany. Neuer and goals.
Of course. Same thing, yeah.
It could be Ter Stegen, to be fair.
Could be. But Neuer's like world class.
I reckon. Even though they've retired. Right back Bender, right centre back Bender.
Just because why not?
No other reason.
Because we can.
Right. Hummels.
Hummels, yeah.
Left
Vertum,
back.
He's older.
Left back.
Left back.
Who's the German? Yeah. Max, plays for PSV. There we go.
Where does Klosterman play? Is he left back?
Oh, the centre back Bender off Klosterman can play.
Klosterman, yeah.
There we go. Goretzka and Kimmich.
Yeah.
Midfielders.
Gonka.
Jamal Musiala.
That's too young, man.
He can start. Why not?
Thomas Muller.
Muller up top.
Jeez.
With
Lundos
Leno guys. Off the left.
He's foolish.
And Ter Stegen off the right.
That was a joke. Yeah. What? You see Ter Stegen off the right?
Leno off the left.
Okay.
What?
Okay. You've confused me here. Okay, so I mean, I did see Lewandowski would be starting up top for Germany.
We went through Spain, but they're kind of dead now, so we're not going to.
Yeah, they're just bad now.
Scotland. For Scotland, we're going to go with Craig Gordon and goals.
We do not have a team already set up for this, by the way.
A back four
off the top of my head.
Of Stephen O'Donnell, Scott McTominay, Kieran Tierney and Andy Robertson.
Yeah, of course.
A midfield four of James Forrest, David Turnbull, Billy Gilmour and Ryan Fraser, and John McGinn playing in behind Shea Adams. That was just off the top of our heads.
That wins the tournament for me.
Obviously, we said that last week.
Yeah, as you've seen with our predictions.
England, they're a small team, realistically, but we'll do that anyway.
We could skip them if you want.
Midfielders, I reckon we go Eric Dyer, John Joe Shelby. Who else? Mark Noble and Phil Foden.
You've got three centre mids in there.
And then up top, we're going to go with Jadon Sancho and Jordan Pickford.
Harry Kane will be on the reserves.
Who's Harry Kane?
Under 16 club.
Oh, right, okay. I've never heard of him, unfortunately. No.
He speaks with his mouth half shut.
Right. Now, there's no any big teams in Group A. I'm not counting Italy as a big team anymore.
They're not a big team anymore.
Group B, Belgium. I'm actually
happy to say that Thibaut Courtois will be starting goals.
Right.
Centre-back. Vertonghen and Alderweireld? I don't know who else is really...
Do they not hate each other?
I think they're like best pals.
I'm pretty sure they're not.
Are they aware of best
because
pals?
Because of what one of them done.
One of them do. See, I'm not aware of this. I always thought they were best buds.
No, right, anyway. We'll go over Tongan and Denier.
Yeah, I'm going to Google this.
Realistically, I'm not that clued up in the Belgium squad, I won't lie.
Right back for Belgium? I don't know. Well, we know that Hazard's starting off the left.
Hazard, just... Belgium are irrelevant anyway.
Like,
realistically, who actually cares about Belgium?
What happened? I'm Googling this Alderweireld for Tongan.
This was years ago.
I need to know.
Whilst Callum googles that, I'm gonna give you some transfer rumours. If this will come up.
Okay.
Paris Saint Germain will look to sign Liverpool's Egyptian forward Mohamed Salah if Kylian Mbappe does not renew his contract. Tottenham striker and England captain Harry Kane is willing to join Spanish giants Barcelona. But the new camp would prefer to sign Borussia Dortmund's Norwegian forward Erling Braut Haaland. PSG's German midfielder Julian Draxler has agreed to sign a one-year extension. Watford are in discussions with 25-year-old Colombia striker Rafael Borre from River Plate. Brighton's Yves Bissouma is linked with Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal and Marseille.
That's interesting. It was Eriksen and Vertonghen.
Was it Eriksen?
Yeah.
I thought it was Alderweireld.
To clear things up, Eriksen slept with Vertonghen's wife, I think.
Man U are lining up an £80 million bid for Borussia Dortmund and England winner Jadon Sancho when they get told they weren't getting him for anything less than 120.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Celtic, Eddie Hill's to be announced in the coming days, I'm pretty sure.
That was also happening last week.
It was. And he's still to be coming. He's still to be announced in the coming days, so that's still not happened.
Yeah, if it does happen, I'll be really surprised.
If Eddie Hill comes in, he's going to attract big names, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Like, realistically, Eddie Hill, he's a big name, right? He's maybe not had the greatest season before he got the sack.
Yeah, hence he got the sack.
That's how that works.
That is how that works, yeah.
Tris Kamara on Twitter.
Listen.
He's talking about suicide, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Just saying, make sure that you speak out. I thought that was something else. I wasn't going to comment on that, but... Here we go. Harry Maguire needs more credit, Callum.
Does he really?
Premier League. Aerial duels won, first in the league. Blocks, first in the league. Clearances, first in the league. Duels won, first in the league.
How many goals has he scored?
Interceptions, first in the league. Successful passes, first in the league for defenders.
I mean, that's good to know, but does he score goals?
He's not a striker.
Anyway, I don't... So, he doesn't score goals.
He's awesome.
He just does stuff.
He's awesome.
If they don't score goals, then they suck.
Glenn Middleton scored an absolute screamer of a free kick.
Did he?
Put that right in the top corner.
Let's see this.
What, you watch this again? In fact, and move from that, we'll move on to our goals of the week, Callum.
Yeah, we will, considering there's a goal on the screen.
I'll just rewind this.
Which you cannot see, but I can.
Middleton, he gets it up and over the wall, and it's a very good goal.
He's routine right there. Probably practiced that training for a few weeks.
Another one, Montrose. One of the Montrose players scored the screamer. I'm not going to lie to you, I don't know his name. Yeah. Don't pay a lot of attention to Montrose.
Recommended by our friend Scott. Shout out
Scott Mustard. Montrose fixtures. Because this was in the playoff semi-final, Cal.
Are they getting promotion?
They're in the playoffs.
Oh, they bet Partick in the league.
That was April.
No, that was... oh, no, that was actually...
This is at Greenock Morton.
Okay. I thought Partick got...
It was Partick. Russell McLean, who I believe is 22 years of age, scored a beautiful finish.
How do you know his age just by looking at it?
Because Scott told me his age earlier.
Okay.
Aye, that's what I thought.
You had me a tad confused.
There's not been a lot of brilliant goals this week.
No.
Leon Hendry scored a pretty good penalty for Campbellsland Colts.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest fixture of the week.
Yeah, we drew three each with Southside Star, if you don't know. Yeah. I play for them. I'm defensive midfielder.
Yeah, I don't.
We drew three each with Southside Star. It was a very good game. We had enough chances to win five games.
Yeah, class. Absolutely class.
Just unlucky not to.
Yeah, just didn't happen.
Yeah. Oh, no. Preston North End have a new head coach in Frankie McAvoy.
Sounds like a right
good
lad.
Guy. Why? Blackpool. He's back. Gary Medine's back in action.
Gary Medine, the goal machine.
Edison Cavani signed a contract extension at Manchester United, Kyle.
And it's from Fabrizio Romano, so...
That's what's true.
It's probably true.
That has happened.
It probably has already happened. Russian Premier League, what's this saying?
Okay.
I think it's just saying some of the highlights.
Spartak, welcome FC Kimke. Kim Kardashian?
Aye, okay. Kimke.
Other than that, Paulinho has been named as Bayer Leverkusen star boy.
Lovely.
And... Aston Villa have taken the mick out of Aguero's Panenka.
That's what I love to see.
Other than that, we're going to do our team of the week. There's not a lot that's happened this week, really.
Not really.
To be honest, so this might be a short one.
This might be the hardest week to do a podcast on.
Yeah, just...
I have to say.
You're going to have to bear with us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's going to be slow.
Our team of the week. In goals is Chris Maxwell.
Well deserved.
Right back.
Kieran Tierney.
Our two centre-backs are Stuart Dallas and Paul Dummett.
Of course. Marcus Alonso playing left-back.
Right mid, we've got Mahrez.
Thiago and Bruno Fernandes in centre-mid roles.
Left mid, we've got Mason Greenwood. Up top, we have Ellis Sims and Mandarin of Crewe Alexandra.
Scored two.
He did. It's very Premier League-based, but it's just easy, isn't it?
It's just easier, I suppose. And it's the best league in the world.
Going to do a draft challenge. Can we build a 190?
Can we build a 190? Probably not.
Okay, let's get a start, Cal.
190 is not good. Come on.
4-4-2?
Why not? Simple. Keep it simple, lads.
Our captain is going to be Prime Moments Puskás.
Okay.
Our second striker, Iličić. We'll go with Iličić.
Highest rated deal.
Off the left, we're going to go with Raheem the Dream, even though it's Kareem the Dream.
Yeah.
Centre mid.
That's stinky.
Maradona.
He was this close to picking like Bakayoko, I think it was.
Oh, flashback Bill.
Hey.
Take flashback Bill.
I've got one torch Bill. Needs to get put upgrade.
I'm gonna take Rule Breakers Van Aanholt at left back, Cal.
Okay, lovely.
Centre backs, team of the week, Kyle Walker.
I thought it was Mahrez.
Centre back.
No, it's like the way I'm looking at the screen.
And
it's like...
Jules Koundé's team of the season.
Okay.
At right back, gonna go with team of the season Wan-Bissaka.
Class card.
And then goals, I've got him in that match ultimate team. We're gonna go with Ter Stegen. So after picking the starting level, we have 79 chemistry and 90 rating.
We can get a 190.
The rating's there, Cal.
Yeah, we just need icons. Not J.
We'll take J though.
He's a beast. 95 body pace.
95 Ronaldo.
Gee,
yeah. 91
Larson.
We're taking Larson.
Not only for the sentimental value, but he's like the best player in the world.
I don't care if he's four ratings less.
Who's Ronaldo?
Who?
Not heard of
him. We're going to go with Harry Kane.
Of course. Love about Harry Kane.
He's not going to get on, but... Oh. Moments Littman in, or we're going to go with Littman in, actually, because we need a centre mid.
Do we? Yeah, we do, actually.
For Larry Arnold.
We're liking you.
Well, 95 Kim, 91 rating.
Oh, yeah, we can get better than a 190.
Come 191.
On. 191.
Luke Shaw. Rick Elmy.
Rick
Elmy. Actually, I don't think we need Rick Elmy.
We do not need Rick Elmy. We do not need...
No, we definitely don't need Rick Elmy. We'll take Luke Shaw. We'll play him centre back.
I feel like Luke Shaw... No, Luke Shaw fits in the team.
At centre back.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We're going to take... Oh, prime moments Gattuso.
We don't need any more
centre. Put him CDM. Put him centre back and we'll put Luke Shaw in goals.
Yes, because I've heard he's... Yeah, I've heard he's cracking.
But see, if I put Christine in goals, I'm pretty sure it'd be just... 98 chemistry. And then I put Luke Shaw left back. 100 chemistry.
What
we're
did
at
I tell
191.
You? What did I tell you?
We're at 191.
What did I tell you?
What did you tell me?
I don't know. Something about Luke Shaw.
We're going to get... Kimmich.
Kimmich, cracking player.
We're going to get Vidal.
Cracking player.
He is a cracking player. Jadon Sancho.
Okay player.
Not had a great season. We're going to Hinteregger.
Okay, love a bit of Hinteregger.
Paul Mohamed Ali and Cretin Diatta.
Oh, come on.
But if it's the Cretin.
It's Cretin. It's the Cretin Diatta.
And Marco Asensio.
Love a bit of Asensio as well.
We ended up with a one. Oh, we bought the one then one.
We bought the one. Jack.
That's your fault.
Nah, it's not my fault though.
I'm blaming you though.
Okay.
190. That's what we said we wanted to get. We got it.
We did.
Our manager's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in the A-League.
We predicted the future. Who's going to win the Prem?
Man City.
Okay, that's decent.
In terms of... Actually, Kel, we're going to do a game, right?
Mm.
I'm going to get your guesses on the top scorers from... A lot of like, yeah, you can't look, that's cheating.
Okay.
So we'll start off with the Scottish Premiership, Cal.
Top scorer in the Scottish Premiership. Is it odds and Edward?
It is.
Oh, I see.
Bonus point if you can tell me how many goals he's got.
22.
Cap 17.
No, too much expectations.
League One, I said this earlier, you should know.
League One? You did. Oh, Clark Harris.
How many?
30.
31.
For God's sake.
Champions League.
Champions.
I'll give you a hint. They're no longer in the tournament.
Haaland.
How many?
8.
10.
10. Gee, he has a great season. Even though he's great Champions League season, he's not even in it anymore.
Europa League.
Are they in it? Are they in it?
No. And it's also the top two are tied.
Oh, I get it. Bruno. Is Bruno?
Bruno Fernandes is not one.
Is he not? Oh. No clue.
Harry Kane and Mikkel Ishak both have 8.
Is that... I don't know who either of those what, are.
You know who Harry Kane is?
Who's Harry Kane?
Fair enough.
He's English, I don't care.
True. Premier League.
Prem.
You know us. We said this earlier.
Did we? Oh God. Put me on the spot here.
Premier League Golden Boot.
Oh, Harry Kane. Because I don't know who he is.
How many?
21.
Well done.
Because you said it earlier.
Well, that's not it. Okay, we're going to do one more league.
One?
La Liga.
The French League?
Nobody cares what the French League
is. Yeah, so what's the league?
La Liga.
La Liga, I thought you said Liga with a very
Who's La Liga top scorer?
La Liga top scorer? It's not Messi, is it?
It is Messi.
It is Messi.
How many?
28.
Jesus Christ, have you got that?
That was just a guess. Genuine guess.
Nah, I looked. He's cheating.
What? Come on, wait for me.
Shut up, man. The Liga team of the season dropped on FIFA. Calum's just packed Gerard Moreno.
I did pack Gerard Moreno, and it was in my squad battle rewards.
It was in the squad battle rewards.
No, it wasn't actually. It was an 81 plus. I lied.
It was an 81 plus, but you got the stuff for it from the squad
battle rewards. Exactly. So if it wasn't for squad battles, then who knows?
You wouldn't have had them.
Exactly.
So in terms of... Scottish football, we've not actually looked at the fixtures and the scores for this week.
We did not.
Motherwell beat Kilmarnock 2-0, that was last week, okay. Yeah. Nobody's played this week.
Scottish.
Shows how much attention we've paid. Okay, so moving on from that. West Brom, got relegated by Arsenal at the weekend.
Yep.
Willian scoring his first goal for Arsenal. But a question for you, Cal.
Okay.
Do you think Sam Allardyce will still be at the helm next season?
No. I can just see them sort of starting fresh, new manager, new championship.
It would make
season.
Sense.
They kind of have to. Just to
Sam Allardyce has come out and said that words cannot describe how much it hurts to suffer his first relegation from the Premier League.
He's a weird one because, like, obviously, he's literally known for spending a few months as England manager and, like, less known for his Premier League stints, I guess.
And before anyone asked him, I am not going to answer a question on whether I am staying or going. It will just be a waste of time to ask me because I won't be saying.
Saying or staying?
Saying.
Oh, right, okay. Right,
the former England manager added, it would depend on what is decided when figures are set. At this moment, I have no idea what figures are or aren't.
Yeah.
At this moment, to think about it after the disappointment, it's not a question I'm prepared to answer. Fair enough, big
one. Makes sense. He's not really made his mind up fully.
It's not really up to him. If he gets sacked, he gets sacked.
And if he gets sacked, it's a different story. If he leaves, it's also...
I reckon the fans will want him out. He was brought in, he replaced Bilic to try and keep them up, and he never done it.
He failed, so he scored his only goal, realistically.
Yeah, and I reckon that'll see him sacked.
That'll see him, yeah. I think he's gone.
And it's obviously going to be better.
We could see him gone soon, I suppose.
For me, it's 100% better for the club if they get rid of him.
It's also easier for managers, especially when you get relegated, to just
start fresh.
Find a new one.
Yeah, like a lower tier manager.
Well, it's not easier. You just see them do it a lot more.
To be fair, Allardyce has been quite consistent in the Premier League.
He's got them a couple.
He's been around for time, never been relegated till now.
And the Premier League as a whole, he's been new. He's like a legend in the Premier League as manager.
Basically. Although I can't see Maitland-Niles, on loan from Arsenal, being keen on a championship season.
Nah, unless he wants to get that, like, you know, just a season where he's playing every week.
Maybe. He was playing every week anyway, though.
Yeah, no, but in the championship, he's playing more of a week. Probably have a bit more success rate as well, considering he's playing against teams
that are lower. West Brom are 100% losing Sam Johnston and Matthias Pereira as well.
Yeah, those are big players.
Matthias Pereira end up at one of the top six, I think.
Really?
Well, he's been brilliant.
He's been good, but I don't know about West Ham, you know.
To be fair, West Brom haven't had any owner funding for a while.
Yeah.
So transfer deals and stuff like that are going to be the basis of the revenue for next season.
Yeah.
I think Allardyce needs to consider whether or not he wants to retire.
Yeah.
But he's 66, right? And he's facing a 46-game championship campaign, which isn't something you can just lightly commit to.
Yeah, it's something you've got to be fully ready for.
Yeah.
Sort of prepare for the worst and the best.
Because Bournemouth, they've not even finished top two, because the Norwich and Watford got it.
I'm pretty sure they're just sixth.
Something like that. Anyway, so we'll let you talk about that amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think, though.
Yeah.
Moving on from that, Ollie McBurnie has been investigated by Sheffield United. Because supposedly he fought a group of young boys.
That's disappointing.
According to BBC.co.uk, in the video, a man can be seen stamping on the phone he's being filmed on before fighting with another man. A club statement said, officials at Sheffield United are aware of the video circulating on social media and we are currently investigating.
Have you got the video?
No, it's not there.
Okay, I'll try and get up my phone. Sure.
McBurnie was ruled out for the rest of the season after fracturing his foot in the Blades 3-0 Premier League defeat by Arsenal in April. Sheffield United have won just 5 games this season and have been relegated.
Makes sense. I mean, they did not come 8th last season.
They had came 9th last season, yeah.
Which is amazing.
But they were pushing for Champions League for a bit.
Yeah, so it's weird. It's not weird, it's like second season syndrome, they call it.
Yeah, so, I guess. It's just, don't go out fighting people.
Yeah, don't scrap me, boys.
Especially as a professional footballer.
Yeah, I'm trying to get this video here so I can show Jack.
Neither of us have actually seen the video.
I've not seen the video, but I'd love to see it.
It'll just be Burnley cracking someday.
Yeah, that's what we like to see.
Keep it out of the game, Ollie.
Please do. I mean...
That's not technically in the game.
Yeah, but don't bring it in.
Yeah, just leave it at that. Oh, Sheffield United have a very disappointing season, to be fair. Wolves, who have also had a disappointing season, the team that beat them to relegate them. Right, we've got the video here.
See it?
The phone got stamped on. McBurnie's just... Oh! McBurnie's just flung a punch at his face.
That's a proper scrap.
McBurnie having none of it. And the rest of it's off camera, really.
Kinda, yeah, you can't see it.
Okay. Anyway, right.
That's all right.
Moving on from that.
Look how he's dressed, man. He's let go.
The Scottish Lowland League, Callum.
Yep.
Have decided, although they've not decided, they're going to decide on, I'm pretty sure they had a meeting today,
yeah,
on whether or not they're going to allow the Celtic and Rangers B teams into the Lowland League. I think that's a good idea.
I personally think it's a great idea.
A meeting of all Lowland League clubs will decide today what if they wish to allow B teams from Rangers and Celtic into the league for the 2021-22 season.
They'll have a lot of succession winning the leagues and stuff, moving up to like Championship. Obviously,
they can't go past League One, I'm pretty sure.
Is it League One? Okay, right. Yeah. Well, they'll have succession winning.
They'll probably just keep winning League One.
Yeah. That does seem a bit scummy to me.
They can't go past League One because that would make Celtic and Rangers immune from relegation.
Yeah, which is just also another. That's why I
think. I mean, they're not going to get relegated.
Those are the reasons that they probably wouldn't want it because, like, other teams from like the league.
Because
one or two lose opportunities to win the leagues as well if those teams are too.
Yeah, and also say Rangers crumble completely, right?
Yeah.
And end up getting relegated
to
then getting relegated for the Championship,
yeah,
would mean that the Colts team would have to just go back down,
yeah, to League Two.
To the non league, to be fair,
it's somewhat, yeah, because it'd have to be at least two leagues,
yeah, so it wouldn't really work.
It would somewhat mess up the league system,
depends
how they work it. But I don't know, I see it's a good idea, but just to be honest,
they'd have to get all the technicalities and stuff
to,
like that,
they'd have to change a lot.
All 17 Lowland League clubs are expected to attend an intimate meeting.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
That's
right.
No great word, then. In which they would vote prior to this month's annual general meeting.
Yeah.
The AGM would ratify a yes majority. And so it will take place at 7:30 PM and conclude at 9 PM tonight.
You just voting then, I guess. Just like, raise your hand if you want this. Etc.
Last league, the Lowland League held productive talks with Celtic and Rangers over a one-season invite.
Yeah,
and a recent plan for the Old Firm Colts team to play a 16-team Scottish League Two next season failed to attract enough support.
Is that having the team in League Two?
No.
Or is it just going to be?
But I don't know if they're going to take. I think there's 10.
I'm pretty sure there's like 10.
They might have been taking the Celtic and Rangers B teams and then talked with the Highlands, talked with the Lowlands.
Yeah, just expanding it. Yeah. That also means that the SPFL First Division can also be like a bit bigger, will not?
No, I'm going to just stay the same.
I think. I've always thought that the league should be bigger anyways because...
Like, they could easily have 20.
Yeah, they could make it up.
And just get rid of, like, the League Two or something.
Yeah.
Or
fill in the spaces, move up a couple of spots.
Yeah, or get rid of the top Lowland leagues, kind of.
Yeah.
And just move everything up.
Yeah. I feel like I've always wanted that to happen. I feel like 12 teams is a decent amount of teams, but they can always do more.
They could do more. Like, to be fair, a 20-team... I can't see a 20-team... A 20-league... 20-team Scottish league. Being bad.
Yeah, it had a bit more competition.
Yeah, because obviously in the end game, it's going to be better for coefficient and stuff like that.
Exactly, fresher teams as well. You're not playing the same teams week in week out.
Yeah. So but in terms of first, in terms of what the based on this season's tables.
Yeah.
The 20 team Scottish league would be Celtic, Rangers, Hibs, Aberdeen, St Johnstone, Livingston, Motherwell, St Mirren, Dundee United, Ross County, Kilmarnock, Hamilton. Hearts, Dundee, Wraith, Dunfermline, Inverness, Queen of the South, Arbroath, Ayr and Greenock Morton.
That does it for me.
That sounds like a good league.
Sounds like a decent league. I'd enjoy it maybe a bit more to see Greenock Morton versus Celtic.
Hamilton Accies would still be in a relegation battle the whole season and stay up on the last day.
Yeah, because they do that every season. It's tradition.
I don't understand how either.
They've
got two games left and if they beat Ross County I'm pretty sure they stay up.
Yeah, it's luck.
They have no right to be in this league anymore.
Yeah.
What's that, 6 seasons in a row they've been fighting relegation?
Pretty much, since the body came up, whenever that was.
Seven seasons ago.
Yeah, something like that. It just doesn't make sense, it's weird.
Every single season they're at the bottom and every single season they stay up. Although it's looking like Kelly might go down.
Kelly have been dire this season.
Which I'm surprised at, because I swear they finished like third last season.
I think it was 2 seasons ago.
Maybe. Yeah, then they lost Stevie Clark.
Yeah, he played a big part in that third place finish.
I don't like his play style though. He's a Scottish Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, he's defensive.
He gets the job done.
Yeah, look what he's done to Scotland.
A lot of success with Kilmarnock, a lot of success with Scotland. You can't knock him for it.
You can't knock him for it.
Like, at all, he's...
Yeah.
He's had a good managerial career so far.
Yeah.
Well, some sad news, Cal.
We do have some sad news.
James Dean.
Yep.
footballer went missing a wee while ago. Mm. He's been found dead. It's not what we like to see.
It's not what we like to see, but I guess these things happen.
Rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
An ex-footballer whose body has been found 4 days after he went missing was a gentle giant and a goal machine, his teammates have said. James Dean, who played for a number of clubs, including Stalybridge, Celtic, Chorley and FC Halifax Town, was last seen in Oswald Twistle on Wednesday. Lancashire Police said his death was not being treated as suspicious, but I don't think they're allowed to treat it as suspicious off the start.
No, they'd have to get evidence for that.
Yeah. Ex-Blackburn Rovers star Matt Jensen, who played it with a 35-year-old at Chorley, said he was devastated.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad thing, especially when people go missing and then they get found dead days later, months later, whatever.
Danny Lowe on Twitter, I'm absolutely devastated to hear about my former teammate, friend, Dino. Goal machine and nightmare on the pitch, but a big gentle giant off it. Big heart, big smile, and left a positive impression on everyone. You'll be missed, but never forgotten. Rest easy, brother.
It's a shame.
There's been a lot of tributes to him on Twitter. Yeah. FC Halifax Town as well.
Nobody likes to see it, you know.
He's only 35.
Only 35, young.
It's just...
In terms of...
It's a shame. It's,
yeah. In football, he's old, but in life, he's still a young guy.
Yeah, it's not good at all.
Yeah, it's not good.
Out with football, got a bit on politics, Callum. I know you're not deeply into politics, but the SNP missed out on a majority by one seat. However, we still have an independent majority, because they'll just take the Greens at that again. All right, lads.
Yep. I know what you're talking about.
Nick Milano didn't win the London mayoral election.
Hey, he done brilliant. Came fifth.
He got like 11,000 votes or something.
49,000, isn't it?
No, I don't know. Hold on.
I remember that number.
London mayoral.
Pretty sure he got 49,000. The top one was like 100,000.
2021 results. I'm pretty sure did Can win it again.
I'm not too sure. I don't think it was him.
Yes, Sadiq Khan won it. Labour Party.
How many votes?
It's 42% of the vote.
Okay.
Right. It's not showing me the percentages.
That's a shame.
Hold on a minute, lads.
Nico Milano should have won it.
Right, here we are, here we are. Sadiq Khan was predicted at 39%.
Okay, so he's done better than what he predicted.
Hold on, I'm trying to find Nico Milano.
He came fifth, I'm pretty sure.
They've not given him any respect.
That's a shame, they really haven't.
Like, they've not put him in here.
Has he?
He's just not there. In the prediction. They gave Count Bimface a 1% prediction, but they never gave Nico Milano anything.
Did they add all in the, because he's in the, because he's independent?
So is Count Bimface, Cal?
No, but did they add like those people?
Yeah.
Okay, just in case like they haven't added.
The Conservatives won the by-election in England.
Let's go.
I'm pretty sure Labour won overall.
What does this do to the world?
Wales? I think Wales. Labour won in Wales.
Okay.
And yeah, that's it really.
Lovely.
Election week's quite exciting. It's just
depends who you are.
Yeah.
Depends your taste.
Although the SNP are missing out by one seat.
One seat.
Because obviously they're running a minority government with the Greens.
Mm-hmm.
Callum sitting there acting as if he knows what I'm talking about.
I do know what he's talking about. I'm a politics genius.
Although the SNP have come out and said that they're gonna push for an independence referendum in the next 5 years.
Lovely.
Which we want.
Another one of those.
Independence is good.
Did we not get one in 2016?
I think so.
I think I remember that.
UEFA are deciding whether or not to switch, where they're going to play the Champions League final.
Yes.
Two that have come up are Wembley and Villa Park.
Villa Park. I seen that one. I think it was like last week, but we can talk about it. Yeah.
Since fans can't travel to Turkey,
yeah,
they want to have it in England so they can have fans in.
Much bigger base of fans as well to watch football.
Plus,
it's an all-English final, so...
It would make sense.
It would make sense to have it in England.
Instead of getting them both to travel to Turkey.
Yeah.
And plus, when was the last time a Champions League final was at Wembley?
Don't remember.
Personally, I think they should hold it at Bloomfield Road, but that's...
I mean, like, Celtic Park, you know.
Or, yeah.
That's not a bad shout.
It could be held at Celtic Park.
It actually is big enough to be held a Champions League, to hold the Champions League. I'm going to check the last time Wembley was used as a Champions League final stadium. My mobile data is on.
Euro starts next month.
It does start next month. We already have a prediction set.
I know, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
Champions League final should be good as well.
Yeah.
A lot of good 2011 Champions League final was in Wembley.
Ten years ago.
That was that's the last time. And this was Man United Barcelona. Man United won. Yeah, no, Barcelona won. Man United didn't.
Man United did win. No, never Barcelona won.
It was 2-1, I think.
Was it? No, is that not the one Man U won?
I don't think so. I just don't think so. I'm just against anything you just said.
Thanks. Right. We are sorry, there's not been much to talk about this week,
yeah,
really.
This week has been a bad week for football. Yeah, Barcelona won.
So in terms of this, it's not been the best podcast, but thank you for listening. We'll be back next week and hopefully it's better. Goodbye.